Dude Man.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Versatile Anomaly Podcast, where we're going to continue on with the Versatile Anomaly Adventure
series.
I was trying to think of a series or story. But anyways, I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Joe.
Oh, you don't seem sure about that today.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Oh.
Because he has to record with us.
That would make me sad. Oh, wait.
Super gassy, guys.
He's gonna be ripping them.
So if you hear something,
you know it's Joe.
You hear Mike?
We have like a fart sound on there, just in the middle of me saying something. Sean's go.
Oh boy, I might be able to make that happen tonight.
Please
buddy.
Don't. Please don't.
Yay!
That's just farts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they sound like. But
they talk to you.
So,
Sherry only talks through farts.
A police officer. I'm like, whoa, what are you saying, Mr. Fart? I don't know if I can do that.
Oh yeah, your son of Sam instead of a dog, it's a fart.
Yes,
that's amazing. We're just going to continue on, and we're going to go over the week 1 and 3
yes.
voting results,
yes.
Correct?
And then it won't be confusing anymore. We'll just have one voting a week instead of the 2 week ones because...
Says that now.
No, we really won't. Because
I'm
that
here
was,
and I still don't understand the
whole,
it.
Well, the whole point was to have some that went 2 weeks and some that went 1 week. The ones that went two, we could end up liking somewhere where our story went, but then that first week, the week that went 2 weeks... could completely destroy what we had already started going on. Throw us for a loop. But
yeah, so you might as well.
It threw the mm-hmm. voters for a loop, so we'd rather not do that.
Yeah, we'll try to get better wording, too.
Yeah. I thought about that afterwards. I'm like,
I read it, and I was like, I'm just going to answer the first question.
That's what everyone did.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. I like the result of it. With what it was, some of these, okay, I can't give you all the answers. Like,
well, you're eventually going to, right?
Yes, I'm going to today if we get to those points in the story.
We better.
Because some mm-hmm. of them have to be revealed in story because they're kind of funny or they change the story dramatically.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off though with answering some of the ones from week 1. So does Yoda have secret motives? You said he doesn't know what a fucking motive is.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But yes, overwhelmingly, everyone said Yoda has secret motives.
All right.
Is Aris Bath alive? Everyone said yes, which is good because we kind of were hinting at that she might be anyway.
Mm-hmm. Kind of needs to be, I think.
Everybody, there was a lot of votes for like maximum amount of characters, but in the end, the 1 to 5 new characters won.
Mm-hmm.
New named characters. I'm going to just say that starts after Steven, and I'm talking characters that might join the party, not random bit characters like Joran.
Okay.
Let's see.
They're coming right for us.
Hey, look over there.
The demons will be working with the Duke.
Well, yeah.
That's what was voted, was the mm-hmm. Duke solo, nothing to do with the demons, or were they working with him? They're working with him. There were a couple of suggestions that went on to that I'm going to roll with, and we will find out when we see them.
Awesome.
We will be introducing a mage at some point.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm going to have a suggestion box at the end of this week's voting for everyone to submit a character, a name, a description of their past, and that is it. And we will vote ourselves amongst us three next week as to which one we will use.
Okay.
Dr. Magic Missile.
Mm-hmm. Magic Missile.
Wow.
Now, everyone voted that Cuddles is a free man, as in, will he stay to help the party, or is he only there for his own enjoyment? He's a free man,
mm-hmm.
so Cuddles can basically do whatever he wants. He was not waiting for Yodi.
Yeah.
He voted on if he was waiting for Yodi or not.
Mm-hmm.
However, he stayed and left when he left, simply because there was something odd about Yodi that drew him to them. Obviously, with the demons being drawn to Yodi, it made sense that he was drawn to Yodi himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why he is there. The suggestions you guys had, assholes, you wanted me to solve butthole itch, apparently.
Yes.
Is that yours?
That was mine.
People want to stick things in Mike's man box. No, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
That was probably Joe, too.
Nope.
And that was on there more than once.
Oh, oh boy.
So yeah, thanks, so everyone. I appreciate that.
So Roy posted twice.
Good old Roy.
Okay. The rest, honestly, the suggestions for the next one, because the rest will happen throughout the story. So for week three, the suggestions were Cuddles will do one nice thing, which he kind of has. He saved some, so yeah. I guess he maybe have
mission
one.
Complete.
He might have some. He might have something. Well, it's got to be from this point on. So he's going to do something nice.
Do something nice.
He's going to kill Stephen.
Yodi will use his powers in a stupid way.
Huh.
So far, his powers are cooking, stabbing,
and hiding,
and. Well, he can read minds, like tell how you're feeling. So he's going to do something stupid. We'll figure that out as we go. Cause I struggled to plan that for this week, to be honest with you. And then someone suggested Alana gets a lightsaber and masters the force immediately. That's not going to happen. I'm not doing that. I'm well, not
did
making
you read
her the Mary
the rest
suit.
Of it?
That's all that it said.
Oh, all right.
That she masters the force immediately.
Yeah.
Luke's right. lightsaber. Yeah, I'm not doing that. She's not a Mary Sue, Joe. She's not a Mary Sue.
What?
You're trying.
I didn't
you're trying.
Trust that.
You suggest, yeah, I know it's you. I know you're at the address now.
What?
Joe.
That's cool. I'll give it to you.
I don't know. I figured it was you. I didn't know it was you.
It's fine.
Okay, so where we left off last week, everyone was leaving the field that Cuddles lit on fire.
Mm-hmm.
The town was coming after everyone and also trying to put out the fire in all the fields since they all caught fire.
Yes.
The guards that was seemed somewhat possessed by demons chased everyone down. You guys almost ran back into town. I don't know why. Somehow you made the right decision to go forward and follow the other. Actually, Sean did. Cuddles was the smart one on this one and decided to walk down the river and try and chase them. Steven jumps you guys. Steven with a PH.
Yeah.
Stefan.
He's our technomancer Steven. That we talked Stefan. About once before. He's got some tasers.
Mm-hmm.
He also cries when he beats someone up.
Mm-hmm.
Yodi continued to be useless.
Uh-huh.
And I think, honestly, everyone but Alana and Cuddles was useless. Cherry did some damage, but for a little while, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You guys escaped down to a cave that you found.
Was it a man cave?
It's just a cave. You searched for it.
In Mount Mike.
Alana decided at one point, she was, after talking to, a little bit, we never really got into it. She talks to Cherry. She basically lets her know that she's thinking about leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Steven's annoying the shit out of her because he's thirsty as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
He is the one out. Never mind. I'm pretty sure we had Steven send the drone into the cave to search for everything, right?
Maybe.
All right, keep that in mind. So they did find a map that had what it looks like maps to the old subway tunnels that may have merged with this time that led right under the Duke's mansion and throughout Meadowbrook. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is where we left off. Steven was told to go guard the entrance. Joe pointed out that as a security guard, he would fall asleep.
Uh-huh,
so he flew his drone out there, drew the attention of someone, flew it back in after he was satisfied no one was there, and he passed out.
Yep.
And then noises are heard outside of the cave. That's where we left off. Now I'm going to ask you two, who do you think's outside the cave? Or what do you think is outside
Frank
the cave?
Frank and Danky.
That's a good guess. That is a good guess. So yes. Our listeners did vote that it was someone we knew. I had already planned that it was Shrunk and Dinky. They could have hosed me, and
Yay.
They didn't. So.
Oi, Shrunk!
Shrunk and Dinky start walking up to the cave. They notice that the light flew into the cave, the blinking light from the drone. They don't know what it is. Well, they kind of know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that later. As they walk in, they see a fat man sleeping in the front of the cave.
He's not fat, he's husky.
He's fine. A very husky security guard sleeping at the front of the cave. Dinky is pissed off about this. And he goes, what are you assholes doing in our cave? Which alerts everyone who's been sleeping. Mm-hmm. Everyone's asleep. Do you guys say anything in response?
Oi, cunts.
Cherry says, oi, cunts. Is it gravelly? Oi, cunts.
Oi, cunts.
She doesn't have everything back yet.
Right.
Steven wakes up quickly, draws his taser, and shoot Shrunk.
Absolutely.
Immediately. Shrunk falls to the ground twitching.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Steven gets away from there as quick as possible, runs to the back of the cave, hides behind Alana and Cherry.
He's got an observing report.
No, he's hiding like a chicken shit. Okay, he's
oh, boy.
Danky goes, where the fuck did that tubby little bitch go? And bursts into the cave.
Nice. Andale, Shronk.
Turns around, looks at Shronk, and says, Andale, Shronk, get your fat ass off the ground. So Shronk pulls the little barbs out, throws them down. No more Lagors, eh?
That's how he sounds.
And he waves at the people in the cave. Doesn't say anything, just waves. Okay. Steven cowers, says, I didn't mean to, you scared me. Danky, who has calmed down because he sees how retarded everyone is, he lets out a laugh. He seems somewhat high, almost. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, guys, I'm Danky. This is my heterosexual life, mate. Drunk.
Fucking lunchbox.
Now, it's time for you guys to start leading a little bit of the story before I get to the next part. So, mm-hmm. Cuddles.
So, Cuddles wants to sneak up and jump on Danky's back and ride him.
Yes.
Okay.
That just sounds like fun.
As soon as you do, Shronk grabs Cuddles by the back of the head and shoves him to the ground. And then waves and smiles.
He just keeps waving and smiling, huh?
Every time Cuddles gets back up, he knocks him down and waves and smiles.
Nice.
Maybe chuckles to himself that Cuddles seems to keep trying.
Mm-hmm. What's Alana doing this whole time?
Alana is starting to walk towards them. Her weapons are drawn.
Hmm. What about Yodes?
He's hiding. Him and Steven are hiding in the corner together, like the back part of the cave. They're terrified. They're little bitches.
Oh, boy. Well, I think Cherry would tell him to do it again. Hit Danky this time with that taser. Hit him, Steven.
All right. Steven runs up. Fearless. Because a woman asked him to do something.
That's right.
Says, m'lady. Mm-hmm. Grabs the taser, since now he's only got his up close one. And runs at Danky.
Hit him in the scrode.
And Danky headbutts him in the balls.
Oh, boy. Ouch. Steven could accidentally tase himself.
Danky tells them all, chill out, dudes. Just chill out. Mm-hmm. Quit being little bitches.
All right.
All right. So you guys need to talk to them. Explain why you're in my cave. Why are you in my cave?
Cuddle's still getting pushed over.
Danky said this. Huh?
Is Cuddle still getting pushed over?
No. Cuddles is fine. He stopped. I would hope he stopped. I don't know. You're Cuddles. You tell me.
Keeps getting up. Just keeps getting pushed down.
Laughing.
He's slowly laughing and then just gradually just comes back and just swings up with like a stick just right between Shronk's legs.
Oh, boy.
Shronk is on the ground screaming in pain and Danky thinks it's hilarious.
Cuddles gets up, brushes himself off, kicks Shronk in the face, and walks off.
I think this would
He walks off? He's leaving the cave?
No, he walks away from him. Just like, boop,
boop, boop. A prime example. And time, opportunity, if you will, for Cherry to be getting some more skin, I think.
No, she's not. Joe has this thing. I'm letting listeners know.
Mm-hmm.
Joe wants her to use her vagina to suck the life force out of people.
No. Absorb.
Absorb.
Absorb the skin through the
Absorb
penis.
The skin. So get, because she's got a thin layer right now. No. No.
Her vagina
is
not.
Is her vagina her source of power?
Dude, all women's vaginas are source of power. Women would be nothing without their vagina. That's all there is to it.
Wow.
Sorry, women.
Whoa. I don't know where to go.
You don't have to go anywhere. You can just nod your head.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. So no one's going to answer.
Seriously. Would you hang out with half the women that you hang out with if you didn't get to bang them?
I mean, I only get to bang one of them. So yes.
You'd still hang out with her if she didn't have a vagina.
Yes. I love my wife.
If she had a
this is not part of the story, Joe. Don't defend your sexism.
I'm just questioning, man. At least my wife knows where I stand on all this, and she accepts that I'm a bigot and a misogynist, and that's fine.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So no one is going to do anything relevant to the story, or just say we're hiding from the Duke's men.
You guys, that's a nice penis you got there.
Who is saying? Is Cherry saying that? So Cherry's eyeballing Danky's donkey.
He's got
dick?
A donkey dick, dude.
Oh my god.
She hasn't seen a real dick in a long time.
So what you're saying years. Is now that she's getting most of her organs and shit back, she's
got the
horny.
Tingle.
She yeah. wants the. She got the itch.
She's
got some scratching.
She's got that way deep itch, buddy. It's gonna take. It's gonna take a yardstick to take care of it.
I don't know if I can work with that.
I mean, Cuddles, like I said, he essentially won in that aspect of things.
Yeah, he got Shronk taken.
So he's
down,
done. Basically, he doesn't care. I mean, I can see Steven being possibly the first one to ask who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, good point.
Because
I was, I was waiting Kyle's for you guys old. To literally not give me anything. So Steven was there. I was going to have first recognize who they are. He says, you guys are the ones that are in the statue outside of the bar.
Wompleberry.
You're actually Shrek and Donkey.
Thank you.
No. The real, he thinks that they're originally the characters they were supposed to be. How on earth are you real? Why are you here?
Oh boy.
So Shrunk and Danky begin to explain that they were cosplayers. They were visiting Swampleby's
mm-hmm.
at a local Comic-Con where we obviously had the reenactment. All the medieval stuff was also there.
Yep.
They went outside to go smoke. They wanted to get high. When they did, they happened to walk out into the wrong part, one of the parts that was melding, where the time was shifting, the dimensions were shifting, and they got ported to this current place 300 years ago.
Oh, boy.
In the past.
They've been stuck in there first.
They thought they were high as a kite when that first happened, and they were really fucking happy that whatever weed they had just bought was amazing.
The best weed.
Until they realized that their costumes had become real.
Mm.
Danky was no longer a man named Jason. And Shrunk was no longer a man named Kevin.
Nice.
They were in their suits permanently. Mm-hmm. Their skin, like Shrunk was now Shrek in terms of skin. He looked like him. Nice. Well, more of a retarded version of him, to be honest.
Like a European knockoff.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, Chinese knockoff. Chinese knockoff.
Sure. Yeah.
So Mickey they House. Decided, since they were clearly not high anymore, because they quit smoking because it started freaking them out. They were in mm-hmm. old times. But
where
yet,
would they
Swampleby's,
even get weed anymore?
I'm getting to that.
Okay. Sorry.
It's so a Shrunk magical pouch. Had put their weed inside his pockets, inside his leather vest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, they don't go by Kevin and Jason anymore.
They are
Shrunk and Danky. They've been there 300 years as those two. And they've made themselves quite a good living here.
Mm.
They begin to explain to you that...
They're dealers.
They get all the bitches.
When they realized that they were really here, they decided they needed to grow more weed because they couldn't handle this shit.
Oh, boy.
They were now an ogre and an animal, a donkey, which is not cool. Uh-huh. Especially since, you know, Danky likes to get laid.
Of course. Are they south of the border, though?
I don't know. We haven't picked a location on the map yet. Or no one's figured it out yet.
I mean, that's very popular down there.
So, they decided to wander the woods and look for a farm. There wasn't one. They got chased by people who wanted to get, quote-unquote, the demons out of town. So they were basically shunned. This is early on. This is within the first 5 years. No one likes them because they're too an ogre and a goddamn talking donkey.
That would be extremely weird.
Yes. And because they match the statues outside of Swampleby's and it freaks everyone out.
Mm-hmm.
So they happen upon the cave. They're walking through and exploring one day. Walking by the light of a blunt. The last of their weed.
Nice.
And they happen to notice that at the end of the cave, there is a real door. Like a door, a modern door. So they open it up. Wonders never cease. An actual greenhouse had formed inside the mountain. One of the ones to transport to it. Light wasn't coming in, but there were actual lights in there.
Nice.
Growing lights.
Special light.
That would not. Special. They had power. For whatever reason, this place had power. They mm-hmm. realized it. They turned it on. They disguised the door, make it look like there's rocks in the back of the cave. But there's still a goddamn doorknob. So Steven's a fucking idiot and mm-hmm. just couldn't see that back there.
Nice.
So well, over the next 300 years,
no.
they took the seeds from the weed they had smoked and slowly cultivated amazing weed. And they have become nice. The dealers of Meadowbrook. Everyone knows them. There's a reason they're beloved and their statues are still in town. Nice. And it's because they deal to everyone. Meadowbrook's not happy. They're just high. That's how they drown out their fears. Why do you think everyone just shuttered their windows when everything happened?
Mm-hmm.
They went got high. Shit. They didn't want to deal with that shit. I mean, you got the Duke. Who has somehow been alive for hundreds of years, ruining Shrunk everything. You've got a cursed farm outside, and Shrunk and Danky are now dealing to the masses. They've made tons Living of rupees, because that's how they get their money. The uh-huh. rupees are what everything is.
Nice.
So,
hey, what is the currency?
Rupees.
Rupees.
It's rupees.
We're doing rupees?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're doing rupees. I just decided, I was going to say like schmeckles, but...
called Shrunkies?
Shrunkies.
So... Now that you guys know their backstory, are there any questions you have for them?
Mm-hmm.
So literally just selling weed, they just made it so they're just never killed.
They've
because no they literally can't die. They have tried.
Okay.
They didn't want to be where they were, you know, after 100 years of being those guys not aging. It's something to do with the same energy that keeps Steven's stuff powered and the power inside the mountain. They can't die. They can get injured for sure, and maimed, but they can't die.
Oh boy.
They will heal eventually. And I mean, so it might take years.
Their arm will grow back?
No, it won't grow back. It'll just be broken and shit. So you'll notice if you ask Donkey that he's got a giant hole in his chest. He tried to jump on the spike and it didn't work. Dang,
I thought Shrike might have penetrated.
I mean, fuck, if they ever go back, they're fucked. They'll just die instantly.
Yeah, they will. They will if they ever get back to their time. But they don't really want to be here. You want to know why they don't want to be here, guys? Just ask them.
Because of the Duke?
No.
No.
The weed that they've made after 300 years is the most potent shit they've ever had.
But they're immune to it?
Exactly.
They built up a tolerance.
And they want to sell it in real life, out in the modern world to make money. Now, they seem to think that they're not going to die if they get back to the real world or to their time, but they will. I mean, they've tried to commit suicide numerous times.
Yeah. Those turn to dust.
I don't know about dust, but all the shit that should have killed him,
all their intestines just pour right out of his chest.
300 years, I mean, to a corpse in our world, be pretty much dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we are going to go from
Cuddles is going to show them how to make concentrates. Like, you're going to get fucked up.
I'm going to show you how to make some butter.
Hey, now Yodi can. Yodi is an extremely good chef. Mm-hmm. He could actually teach them how to make some stuff to sell. But that's not why we're here.
No.
So,
what if we turn the story into the adventures of these dealers? We just kind of become one of their crew and...
Okay, so
traveling the land, selling our wares.
You need to ask them first. I'm not deciding. I'm not just going to give this to you. This is not how the story works. You guys need to investigate.
Either way,
Cuddles want to know anything about it. Cuddles like drugs.
Cuddles is just insane. I don't think drugs are going to help him.
All right, fine.
I don't think Cherry's got anything to do with drugs either.
Yodi's got hidden motives, right?
Sure.
Yodi's going to ask him if he can sample their wares.
Can I have a talk of your boxer?
And Danky, being the kind man that he is, says sure. So he takes him down, shows him a big tour of the facility, their marijuana operation.
The plantation.
I mean, Cuddles will go.
Yeah, I want to see this.
And he lets them light up a bowl.
Nice. This is some good shit, Yodi, man.
Decides that now that he's high, he's feeling really open. Like, it doesn't make Yodi get paranoid. He just gets really open and cuddly and lovey with everyone.
Nice.
So he starts talking to Shronk and Danky and says, hey, if you're the dealers of Meadowbrook, you know, do you know the Duke? And of course, Danky goes, yeah, he's our best customer.
That's why he's so angry. No, it's his medulla oblongata.
So Yodi starts to embellish his story a little bit, and he goes, yeah, you know, the Duke stole my heiress bath from me. And explains that she's an orc and that she's a mother figure to him. Immediately, like creepy. A record player stops. Shrunk actually talks and goes, well, that's a lie.
Oh boy.
Calls him out. Just that's all he has to say. And Danky goes, yeah, man. That lady you're describing, I'm pretty sure she's the orc that, you know, it's the Duke's mistress. She's a dominatrix.
Nice.
Yodi flies off the handle. That's not true. That's not true. And Danky goes, yeah, yeah, they do occult things together. She's master of the occult. She's actually a high priestess.
Nice.
And Yodi gets even more pissed. He goes, you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Well, Alana grabs Yodi and lifts him up. He goes, are they telling the truth? I don't believe you right now because these guys have no reason to lie. They're high and happy.
Yeah.
And Yodi starts crying, and he confesses that, and this is what everyone voted on, by the way, and they voted that she was not a mother figure, that she meant more to him. He was in love with her. Most of the suggestions were he was in love, but four out of them, actually five, said he was her slave or sex slave, and she was his dominatrix.
Her gimp.
Yodi confesses that, yes, she was his dominatrix. He fell in love with her, and he loves to be dominated, and he wants her back because he misses his sexy time.
Oi, little man, crawl inside me.
Alana gets very upset that she's been sent on this mission to rescue her.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
When it's potential that She did. She went willingly. Obviously, Aeris Beth went willingly. She's not a prisoner.
Yeah.
Shrunk and Dank, you know that. They've sold her weed, too.
Yeah, of course. You got to get high for occult stuff.
Alana starts to walk out the cave, and Steven runs after her.
M'lady!
We're going to let them go. Yeah, you can yell m'lady. That's fine. Don't you want to act out Steven for a minute? That's fine. She runs. She goes to the front of the cave and sits, leans up against a tree outside of it.
So Cuddles is going to partake
and
get kind of pissed off that he's not high like after like an instant. So he's going to light a fire.
Oh.
In their goddamn cave?
Yeah, he said.
Oh my god, you fucking prick.
He wants to burn it all so he can get fucked up.
I'm just going to stroll out the cave real quick.
So Cherry's leaving the cave. So Steven's outside of the cave chasing after Alana. That's not good.
Cherry
just left the cave to go after. Well, yeah, she's starting to get close to Alana, so yeah. She goes after him.
Plus, fire bad.
And you've left Jody in there with Cuddles. Oh, shit.
Well, Shrunk and Danky are still there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the alarm system goes off you've lit the fire. Hey, man,
you're putting our shit, bro.
And the water system that should be putting out the fire, it's not working.
It's CBD oil. Raining down.
Gas.
The weed. Oh, you've just destroyed their whole
batch. We made some enemies for life.
I mean, the whole thing gets...
No, they've got storage outside.
Grab some and
run
out.
They've got seeds and storage outside. They've actually got an outdoor, quote-unquote, organic farm growing.
I close the door. It is standing around fire, just breathing it in.
Shrunk picks up Cuddles and throws him out of the mouth of the cave.
Oh.
And starts running at him while waving and smiling. Danky comes out and kicks Cuddles with his hoof and kicks him again and kicks him again and kicks him again. Cuddles is knocked unconscious now.
Look at my hooves. Clippity clop.
All right. Yep. I'm telling you I can't go any further without you guys actually doing something. Are you going to react to attack those two for doing that?
Out of the cave yet? Or is he
Shrunk's
still?
Out of the cave. He's going up to Cuddles.
So as he's running out of the cave, Cherry sticks her leg out and trips him.
And he lands on Cuddles, face first on Cuddles' dick.
Yes. Yes.
And that obviously wakes Cuddles up.
Cuddles wakes up with a laugh and a smile, bleeding profusely.
And then he uses some of his telekinesis and throws Danky back into the cave.
Oh, shit. We haven't even... All right. Cuddles is throwing out his new powers here.
Cuddles like Superman. He's got a new power every time he uses it. Oh, boy.
Well, Alana...
I mean, I can shut his mind down.
Alana gets really angry at all of you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you guys are idiots. These two meant us no harm. Cuddles, you burned down their only way of making
their
money.
Their empire.
And Danky, of course, still high, goes, we've got another farm. Not too worried about that. But you've definitely slowed down our sales for the next few years.
Oh, boy.
I'll give you Yodi for an entire season.
Alana gets pissed off, picks up Yodi, and says, you fucking lied to me. I'm only here because I insulted you and my dad made me come help you.
You lied
to him. I'm done. I'm leaving. And she begins to walk away.
Oh, man.
Followed by Steven.
Of course,
they are no longer in your group. They have left your group.
Steven's thirsty.
They're down the path. They've left your group. Steven's thirsty, man. And she's apparently his tall glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never going to let him drink it.
She's his bathwater.
Something.
If he had enough money, he could have got the
something.
Aeris bath. Dude.
His gamer girl pee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. She's not. Oh my god.
Aeris bath pee.
Yes.
Gravy. You're making this hard. You're making
gravy
this
water.
Hard.
Quote unquote water.
Yeah.
All right. I seriously don't have anything planned to counteract. I tried to figure out counters to everything you guys would do, and you fucked me again.
You fucked up, Mike.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like Yodi. You can have Yodi for a season.
Mm-hmm. Let's use him as a sex slave.
All right, so I did have in there Cuddles will decide whether he gets mad at Yodi or not. Is he mad at Yodi for lying?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He's just bleeding. He doesn't
no
care.
No fucks given, dude.
He's sitting there giggling, realizing he's bleeding Yodi from more and more spots. He's like, oh, I'm still bleeding from here.
Yodi starts to plead with Shrunk and Danky to find a way to get him into his Aeris bath. He apologizes for what Cuddles did, says he barely knows you.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks that Cherry joins him on his quest.
Me and
to
this
go
man
save
have been
Aeris
married
bath.
For 10 years. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh God! Yeah, Cherry will go. Fuck it. Let's go.
Okay,
I want
so Cherry's
going to
go with
vengeance.
Yodi. Yodi wants Shronk and Danky to take him in to the into town. He feels that since it worked for Cuddles before, maybe walking up to the door and knocking might get a response. And he thinks if they're with him, they'll let him in because they're going to think they're selling weed.
It's my new posse. We
so
put on clown
I was
going
to say it's like Trojan horse.
You guys need to convince
Trojan Bong
as the group. If Cuddles is Cuddles going?
If you're going to the Duke, yeah.
Okay, so Cuddles is going.
Mm-hmm.
Does Cuddles agree that they should just go on the front like he tried to do before? Does he think he was right the first time?
He thinks it was funny.
He thinks it was funny, so he's going to do it for the funny?
Yeah,
all right, you guys need to convince Shronk and Danky that it's a good reason for them to help you after you burn down their shit. So it'll be a little bit harder to convince them.
Okay, so as Cherry, I'm definitely taking vengeance on the Duke, right?
Yes,
I'm taking this motherfucker down.
Yep.
Everything he has will be mine. I promised them 2 whole fields and slave labor.
Yodi, slave labor.
If they help us get
Shronk
in there and defeat.
Nods his head in agreement. He likes right. that. He likes what he hears. Good. He doesn't tell you that, but you can tell that he definitely likes
his
what he hears.
His eyes are less squinted.
Yodi can tell him that.
Yodi says that he agrees. Yodi can read right. his mind. He says, yeah, I think he agrees.
Yeah, you help me take
Danky
what's mine.
Is not convinced. You know, I already have a farm where I can grow stuff, not 2 fields, but a small one.
Do you have
and you
slaves?
Burn down my best stuff.
Do you have slaves?
No, but I had an automated system that's now burnt to the ground.
Do you have young maidens?
That would be great.
Well, they are now your slaves.
Are they into donkeys?
Dude, they will be. Oh my God. It doesn't matter if they are or not, they're your slaves.
So
I will sell you 2 peasant girls. Or gift you.
I kind of want them to like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same if it's a prostitute. Will they do whatever I want?
Well, then I'll brainwash them.
Okay, first off, how's she going to do it?
Okay, so she can breed 2 of the most attractive people in the village until they have female, you know, babies. Take them, put them in a dungeon, and only show donkey porn to them from the time that they're born until they're of age at the ripe old age of 13. And by that,
different times in this one. 18.
Okay, so some places 17, but in this Danky, place 18.
Danky may be from 300 years ago as well, but he also grew up in a time where that's just not right.
Okay,
and that's the first thing he says. So, that's just not right.
Realistically, Cherry knows the best prostitutes in all the land who are down for just about anything. They love a good donkey show.
All right.
And she has their contacts.
You've started to convince Danky. Now, the problem is they're going to need some money to go buy weed from other areas so they can start regrowing their crop. The shit that they were growing out in the fields was a new idea, mm-hmm. organic. So
I'll fund it for a year.
Okay. Well, they also have like a cart of weed hidden in the bushes just outside the cave. You guys going to help them sell it?
Absolutely.
You sling
yeah.
some weed.
Yeah, let's go sling some yay. I don't know if Cherry can, but.
But they need someone to pull the cart because Danky's sick of doing it.
Well, yeah, I'll fucking do it.
All right, Cherry's going to pull the cart. I think they're going to go with you.
Cherry's
strong.
You've
convinced them for the promise of riches.
And bitches.
And bitches. And they're going to go with you guys, and they're going to try and get you into the Duke's mansion without any problems. And you're just going to basically be their henchman selling, mm-hmm. slinging to the people.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, so as you're walking down the road, you run into Alana, who is smacking Steven.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, my lady, I'm so sorry.
Oh, he has the biggest boner right now. You have no idea. He loves getting beefed.
Steven mm-hmm. grabbed her ass.
Oh, what?
And said that she owed it to him mm-hmm. because he saved them from Donkey and Shrank. Or Danky and Shrank. She tells him to fuck off, basically. Leave me alone. Uh-huh. I'm done with all of you. And she realizes you guys are there and goes, oh, what's the plan now? Something stupid, I bet.
We're going to sell some weed.
Let's sell some shit.
And I'm going to be honest with you. You guys did choose the quote unquote thing that was the stupid idea, the moronic idea, uh-huh. which is exactly what was voted.
Awesome.
That you guys would not choose to sneak in through the tunnels or find a secondary way.
That's awesome.
Alana.
How dumb we are.
Alana is going to go into the Duke's house,
mm-hmm.
not because of you guys and rescuing Ayers Bath, But she does know there's treasure in there that's known for a while. She's an adventurer and she wants the map to certain to the place from her where she came from to her hometown.
Nice.
But she's not going with you. She's done with you guys. She is done with you guys. But Steven is still going to follow her because he's a whiny little bitch and does not care. So her and Steven are wandering off. They've left you guys. Not sure when they're going to return. I'm not sure if they're going to be successful.
Don't cross my path.
It's when Yodi pulls out his poem. So, he's like, you can go your own way.
That's fine.
Go your own way.
And Steven's not going to be there to call him out for stealing songs. So fine.
Yep.
Sean, go ahead and repeat it.
Well,
give him a little bit of a song.
I guess Shrunk and Danky would probably know
they
what
do
it
know.
Was. Are they just too high to you know?
No.
Oh, they start singing along.
Yep. Danky starts singing along and Shrunk starts humming it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
All right. So as they're walking, they're bonding on this musical thing, and Danky's basically like, or Yodi's like, all right, you guys know my music, you know my poetry. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with this. But he starts confessing to him that the main reason he wants Erisbath back, besides the fact they love each other, he is the last of his kind. Also a user submission.
Oh, boy.
One of you guys, actually, I think.
Not me.
And he wants to make sweet, sweet, beautiful hybrid babies.
He just wants to make half the babies.
Half, he wants the half-breeds with Erisbath.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main reason he wants her back.
So orc and Yod babies?
Yep.
Oh, so like his little tiny orcs.
or like... the Gamorrean guards from the Rancor pit, but like tiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a Rancor.
Yes, a Rancor.
Sorry, I'm reading through my
Yodi
options.
Would look like a Rancor.
I'll just apologize for this little break here. I got to read through the options because you guys chose quite a few of the ones I didn't think you would.
Oh, I love it.
Poorly.
So while we're selling, Cuddles is just going to go around threatening people. Like, buy this or I'll fucking kill you. Buy two of these.
You definitely want
to
buy this.
Well, I know they told me to sell this for 50, but I want 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to probably go around.
100 or your testicles. Yeah. It's up to you, bro.
Because this will be inside of you one way or another, and I will have money.
Okay. You guys are getting close to town. You can still smell the fire. There's a little bit of embers left in the field. The townsfolk are not around.
Awesome.
As you get to the gates. The two guards that, I don't know if you guys followed, read the rest of the script, but the two guards that Cherry and Cuddles hugged to get in really did get hugged. And they're happy to see him.
Nice.
So they let him inside.
Yay.
They didn't kill him. Awesome. I bet you guys thought they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So they let him inside, no problem. And they're happy to see their dealers, obviously.
Awesome.
As they walk through town, everyone seems to be in a trance. Not something that would be normal.
Yeah.
And even Shrunk and Danky think it's a little out of the ordinary.
Hmm.
Now, are you guys going to help sell weed still? You don't give a shit that their people seem to be in a trance.
But if people are in a trance, do they respond at all?
Oh, yeah. They're just kind of out of it.
So
it's
almost
like they were high, but think they were like on bath salts eating someone's face.
So we could take them for more money and they wouldn't even realize it.
If you want to be that asshole, sure.
We could cut the stuff with the grass that's laying on the ground.
I mean, we could just take their money.
Yeah. We could do that too.
You could just
we can keep the weed and take all the money.
You gotta give him something to throw.
You guys
throw
are a handful of grass. Is that what you're gonna do then?
I'm definitely gonna take.
So did Steven go with?
He's following Alana, and they've wandered off to go find another entrance.
All I know,
potentially the secret entrance they found.
If Cherry sees her again, she's gonna cut a bitch.
She's mad at Alana.
Oh yeah. Alana thinks she's better. You think you're better than me?
Just because
I'm a scarecrow prostitute?
No, I mean, Cherry could have went with her. She would have let Cherry go. She likes Cherry.
That's bullshit. She didn't say that.
she was angry. You stormed off. You didn't try and stop her. You guys literally could have stopped her from going. I hope you know that. Shit. You didn't even try. You're just like, all right, fine. She runs off.
Cuddles was bleeding.
Cherry was pretty much the only chance.
Mm-hmm.
She's pissed at Yodi.
Cherry, it's just a misunderstanding, but Cherry's still pissed.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
She can get invited to the quinceañera.
I mean, Yodi can read minds.
Yes.
So why wouldn't he?
But he can read. He can't so much read minds as he can tell what they're feeling or thinking.
So he's an empath.
Yes.
More so essentially, all he's going.
He
to
may
feel
have
is,
other powers. He's hiding something from you guys. You just don't know what they are yet.
Is it titties?
Well, I mean, he's a short, squat little guy who's probably a little tubby
he's
after
got
350
six
years.
Of them, like an Alan and Dr. Moreau. God.
That's utterly amazing.
Yeah, utterly.
All right, so you guys are wandering.
That's how he feeds his babies.
Yes.
You're wandering through town.
Yep.
selling, you're slinging your weed to these trance people.
Slinging the grass.
And taking them. Jesus, and you're taking them for all they've got. You realize that that means Shrunk and Danky aren't going to be able to make money if you're taking them for everything they have.
We don't have to date from everybody.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Just the people who are
just enough until they have the money that they need. Because Cuddles doesn't need
money. To buy their stuff to go. Okay, it's fine.
Cherry doesn't need
Shrunk and Danky are down
everything.
With that.
It's literally just enough.
So you've gone through town. You stopped at Swampleby's. Joran even bought some from you guys.
So
because he uses it when he makes his special brownies.
Mm-hmm. Was he out of it?
Joran was not out of it.
So
actually, none of the people that serve at Swampleby's were out of it.
That's what I was going to ask.
And none of the people in the inns were out of it. Because they never leave those areas.
They're still inside all
the
time.
They have to work.
So it's something either in the air or it's a sound.
Yes, it's something in the air. I will give you that much.
It's not the weed.
No. No, it's not the weed. It's something that possibly burned in the fields that they were trying to fight the fires.
Awesome. It was bath salts?
No, it's not bath salts.
Bath salts in the field?
I don't think you can grow that. So
in this world, you
can. Not here. I've tried.
You guys going to keep wandering through town? Are you going to stop, get something to eat there since you sold the weed?
What are
you going to
do? Get the fuck out of there?
Let's.
You weren't kicked out of Swampleby's. It was kind of a, you went to go rescue Alana and Yodi because Yodi abandoned her.
Yeah.
He went to go use the bathroom at the worst possible time. Right as soon as he saw someone die.
The perfect time.
Yeah,
that was good. I'm all for just heading straight for the. All
right, so you guys arrive in the alley Cherry had taken you to before. You see the gate. You've got your cart of weed, which is mostly gone now because you've been slinging it the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
One of you needs to knock on the door.
I'll do it.
So Cherry goes and knocks on the door. Mm-hmm. She knocked gently.
Oi.
Really hard.
Kicks the
she
door.
She whispers, oi, cunts.
She garbles, oh, I'm hot. No one answers.
I just lift Cuddles up so he can look over the gate.
We'll just try to open
it's
the door.
It's too tall. You can't lift him up. You'd have to throw him.
What if I put
him
on my shoulders and lift
it's
him?
It's still
way
too tall.
Up.
It's a very tall gate.
All right.
Can we just push the door open?
Yeah. Let's try to open it.
It won't budge.
Huh?
It's your choice what you do here, guys.
You got a magic missile there, Cuddles?
I'm not a mage.
Magic missile? Yeah, but Cuddles can do just about anything. Let's be real.
Shrunk gets annoyed that you guys can't figure it out and beats on the door really hard.
Uh-huh.
To no avail.
What about the intercom system?
There is no intercom system.
Okay, I'm just going to yeet Yodi right over the fence.
You do. Yodi is in the courtyard, scared and alone. The people in there are in a trance as well, and he yells that at you.
I was going to pull out Steven's drone that I stole.
The people, Yodi, as he flew, saw people in the windows in a trance inside the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't really see anyone in the courtyard.
Huh.
But he knows they're in a trance.
Open the gate.
Yeah.
He is pissed off that you threw him.
Too bad. Open the goddamn
and
gate.
And he's hurt. He's got a limp now.
I'm going to eat you, little boy.
You threw him over a tall-ass gate, and he's a little midget, man.
That's right.
He didn't land in straw. He landed with a thud on his left ankle in the mud and dirt.
Well, at least it wasn't a rock, you know?
Could have been. I don't know. There might have been a rock under there. He rolled his ankle.
And Carlos can be like, oh.
So he's behind there, and the gate still won't open. You guys need to decide. Are you going to ask him to hobble his way and open it up?
Absolutely.
Bust
get
the
over
door
here
down.
And open this fucking gate.
Jesus
Cuddles
Christ.
Cuddles has magic
terrible.
Saliva.
Tell him to quit.
These are baby.
Yodi hobbles his way over there, and as he gets up to the release for the gate, gets hit upside the head and knocked out.
God damn it, it's Alana.
No.
Oh, all right.
Do you guys rescue him?
Oh, absolutely. Let's bust down the gate.
All right. You guys bust down the gate. And the janitor, who just clobbered him for ruining the road he was in that he just cleaned up, gets pissed off and goes, really? I've been cleaning this place for hours after the last mess you made.
Kill him.
Oh, my God. All right. You guys are starting to fight with the janitor. Who's going to strike first?
Oh, I will. Absolutely. I want to gut punch him real hard.
He dodges you and clops you upside the head.
He's like a fucking ninja or samurai.
Oh,
don't fuck with janitors, man.
Oh, hey, I was a janitor at one time, too. Well, more than once. We used to wheelchair joust in the mall.
You guys are wasting valuable time. He's ran up to Yodi and smacked him even though it's already down.
Hit that little fucker.
He's coming at Carlos. Full force with the broom. He's already sharpened the edges on the ground while he's running.
Pull out your dick and start masturbating. He's not going to stab a guy who's masturbating.
He's going to just like try to stab
me. He is going
me.
To impale you. He's pissed.
Okay. I'll just sidestep him.
All right. You sidestep when he runs into the door. He turns around, comes back, and gets ready to hit Shrunk and Danky, and realizes who it is, and he goes, oh God, I could use some weed right now. These guys are messing up everything I've been working on.
Sell him a bag, but at twice the price.
No, he refuses. He attacks Shrunk. He is not in a trance, man.
Donkey kicks him.
All right, you guys have killed the janitor. You kicked him right in the head. You've killed the janitor.
Well, he attacked us. So.
You do not absorb. Terry does not absorb anything. This was an innocent kill.
I don't care if it's innocent
she
or not.
She loses some of the stuff she's gained back.
Come on. Does she still have her areolas?
Yes, that was the first thing that's come back. Her skin is basically paper thin, and she has even more raspy voice.
That's so hot, dude.
Oh, my God. You've killed an innocent.
I mean, he was attacking
to absorb his skin?
He's attacking you because you broke down stick. His
he's
door.
He's not innocent.
Why does he have a fucking shank? Why is he a ninja?
Because Cherry charged at him.
Okay, so why did he hit Yodi in the back of the head for no reason? Yodi's limping
because
to
Yodi
the gate.
Yodi ruined his perfectly
so
clean area.
So he's a violent janitor.
He needed his weed.
Oh my God.
All you had to do
is. So he's not innocent if he attacked a hobbling little
He fashioned a mop shift.
He felt in danger.
I'm eating
Once
skin.
You feel like you're in danger, a
he
big
had
ass
prepared.
Ogre.
No, that
a
was prepared. There's
donkey.
No way you can make a shiv in like a matter of like
Give
30
me
seconds.
Your skin, motherfucker.
She gonna go take the skin off
Absolutely.
Of him?
Absolutely. I'll wear that
oh,
skin.
Oh, Jesus. Well, he got a boner because he died, apparently. Yes. And she is absorbing. No, we're not giving her this power. I already told you that.
It's like Clerks.
All right, you guys are in the courtyard. you've killed the janitor.
I think she's to be able to absorb him because he attacked.
He was not innocent.
She better beg
he
the gods
drew first
for that
blood.
To happen there. We had a just throw a goddamn quarter. There's no dice here. If you guys got a penny or a quarter, throw it.
Change.
Heads, she gets it. Tails, she doesn't.
Okay,
you better have a two-headed freaking coin, man.
Heads, here we go. Oh. God damn it.
She doesn't absorb it.
No.
The gods are not in your
I'm
face.
Still eating it.
No, that's Kyle's job to eat it.
We're going to share. Like,
it's too old and gamey.
In the trap. Right.
So you are inside his little area in the mansion. Are you going to go up the steps and head inside? Or are you going to sneak around and find another way in?
I'm going to say, why don't we listen for a second and see what's going on?
All right. You listen and you hear chanting. Mm. It's clearly going on inside the mansion, but probably to the back.
Duke's playing Halo.
Oh. All right. So you have a choice. You can go in. Remember, everyone inside is in a trance as far as what Yodi could see when he flew in the air.
Why don't we send Cuddles in kind of for a recon? Because we're all big and chonky. We're going to make a lot of noise.
I mean, Yodi's small, but he's hot. Yodi's hurt,
yeah,
so
Yodi's
he got hurt because you threw him. All right.
No, Cuddles licks his ankle because he's got magical healing saliva. He sucks on it for a minute, and Yodi's
is that,
ankle
is that
fine.
What Yodi's hidden Abs- thing is? I mean,
that's
we never actually
powers,
gave
yeah.
it to him. So
Yodi's power.
Yodi has healing powers.
No, Cuddles. Cuddles saliva is healing.
Oh, Cuddles, fine.
Yep,
that was fine.
More I don't
Yodi.
Care.
Yo, Cuddles, my
it should
dog
be,
hurts.
It should be Yodi. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'd rather
it's
have it be
a,
Yodi.
It's a semen.
So he has to lick his own leg like a dog.
It's a spit.
Yeah, he can
spit in his hand and rub it.
All right.
So he licks. No, he's pretty flexible guy. He looks like his inner thigh or something.
He's been
something,
alone for 300 years, dude.
Oh, no, he had Aris Beth. She's dominatrix. She makes him stretch.
She turned into a goddamn pretzel.
So he heals himself, and he's walking fine. So now you have two people that can go in and sneak around.
All right, send that little bitch Yodi.
All right, who's going to the left? Who's going to the right?
That's not my choice. I don't care.
Well, the thing is Shrunk and Danky, like, they're not going to get attacked.
No, they're already heading up to the doors without you guys.
That's fine. Yeah, they can kind of do their own
they're
thing.
They're distracting everybody.
We're going to hang out.
Yep.
Yep. Well,
so Cherry's they're heading in the out. Main doors. You two can head in. Cherry can go in with them. They don't really... Everyone's in a trance.
Fine. I'll follow Trunk and Danky.
All right.
Cuddles and Yodi can kind of go see what the heck's going on with the...
All right. So left or right for Cuddles?
Left.
As Cuddles goes to the left, he comes upon the door to the inner kitchen.
You are dead. Game over.
No one is in there, but there's food cooking. And it smells amazing.
So he's going to be like Shaggy and Scooby and just
no
make a giant sandwich.
He also notices a trap door to a cellar. It looks like it would most likely be a cellar that would like might store food.
A root cellar.
And then there's another door that leads out into the main hall, which if he looks through, he might see someone. He needs to peek around. He needs to investigate.
Cook Yodi.
Yodi's on the other side of the building, thankfully.
So is there like... Except a hatchet or a meat cleaver there?
Yes, there's a meat cleaver hanging on the wall.
Oh, boy.
You gotta take one.
And there's a few big knives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he takes a meat cleaver?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see Cuddle swallowing a knife to regurgitate later.
Yes.
No.
Be safe.
I'm not allowing him to
smuggle things into prison.
He will die.
He's got an interdimensional pocket in his throat.
All right. So you grab the meat cleaver.
Yep. Grab that. So there's nothing in for the storage?
Hey, you haven't went down. Is he going to look?
Yeah.
He finds a few dead villagers, civilians.
Hmm.
It looks like they did some sort of drug. Their veins have... They're popping in their neck. They're black. And there's also food and rats eating the bodies. There's food around. There's rats eating the bodies.
Are they still warm, though?
Yes.
Ooh, so dude, you can't pass that.
Cuddles is going to take a couple fingers as a snack for later.
Uh-huh.
You just can't in pass case. It up. He doesn't need them yet.
Okay.
He puts them in his pocket. He thinks they look a little weird, but...
So he's taking he's his bring meat cleaver and hacking off fingers as a snack.
He knows how to break them off.
Yeah, he just uses like his hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot he's cannibal. I really did forget.
Yep.
So I'll climb back up, and I'm going to check out the food. Is it human?
Nope. It's a turkey, a pig, a stuffed pig. There's looks bread.
Like turpigan?
Huh?
Terpigan?
No. There's bread, there's soups, there's
damn
all sorts of vegetables. Like they're preparing a big feast.
I'm getting kind of hungry.
All right. None of it looks appetizing, so I'll go to the other door.
All right.
You got some pudding?
Is he going to just walk through or is he going to peek out?
I think he's just going to throw like a loaf of bread down the aisle.
All right, throws a loaf of bread. It just lands in the middle of the aisle. A couple of the people that are not quite as high or on entrance as the rest look at the bread and continue to go about their business.
Hmm. They don't even care if there's fresh bread laying in the hallway, huh?
Nope.
So I guess Cuddles is going to start walking down.
All right, mm-hmm. Cuddles is in the room. We need to get to Yodi now. So Yodi's on the right side of the house. He has walked up to it and he finds stables.
Dropped his pants.
Oh, boy.
There are a couple of horses and a couple donkeys. Well,
if
mules.
No one's a looking, it's time for a fuka.
And there's a door that leads into the house. Well, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it might be a staff door to go in and out.
Yodi's going to go up to one of the mules and start trying to talk to it. But hey, Danky, why are you over here?
What you doing, Danky?
He gets kicked in the head if he does that.
Okay.
All right.
Yodi gets head. Of course, at that point, he'd probably be drooling on himself anyway, right? He's got some brain damage.
It just heals the brain damage. That's why he's been able to be alive so long.
Yeah. He licks his own inner thigh and he heals no matter what's damaged.
Yeah, that's hot, dude.
Right. I guess he licks himself and heals.
What about if he's got a prolapsed anus?
Oh, no. No, Jesus Christ. That's not part of this. I'm going to have to end this if you keep that shit up. Oh, my God. Oh.
All right. So he's probably going to go towards the staff door.
He tries and it's locked.
Is there like a doggy door?
No, there's not.
What about
but there's glass window inside. Like you can see inside and there are lights. Is he going to look inside or is he going to move on his way?
I was going to have him smash a window.
Well, Yodi's not really tall enough to smash it and get through it.
Are there any people that he can clearly see?
Nope, there's no one in there. He's jumping up and down, apparently, looking in there.
Is
he can't see people.
Nearby that he can like prop
but
up
he sees
stand on it?
That there are there's a hallway with stairs going up. Looks like they might go to the main hall. And stairs going down. Looks like they might go to the basement.
So Yodi's an empath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can he communicate with other people through mind talk?
He can communicate with animals.
Okay, so why doesn't he have one of the horses just, boom, kick the door down?
He asks the horse to, and the horse is tied to the stable, so he needs to untie him first.
So, yeah, he unties him.
All right, Yodi unties him.
How does he reach that?
What, the horse? Okay, so he gets a donkey.
A tie out? Fine, whatever. He gets one of the animals, unties it, and asks it to kick the door. The donkey, I guess, kicks the door down.
Mm-hmm.
Yodi's inside. He can go down the hallway and head up the steps.
I
or
say
he head downstairs.
Rides the donkey into the basement, screaming.
As Yodi gets down into the basement, he sees Alana and Steven with a PH
mm-hmm.
trying to get a door to unlock. As they do so, Alana gets pissed off and smacks Steven in the back of the head and tells him to quit touching her. Because he keeps grabbing her ass as he leans over her shoulder, trying to see how it works.
But it's the mule biting at it.
It's a lock Alana's never seen before. It's a big metal lock that potentially would be powered. If you guys were there, you'd notice that it's an electric door.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no power in this area, as far as anyone knows, to open it up.
But the cave had power.
The cave did have power. But not everything. There's just areas that don't work.
Ah.
Or it doesn't always transfer. It's random.
Gotcha.
Is Yodi going to say anything to them at all?
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki. So he's riding a donkey down there.
I mean, he's probably going to be surprised that he saw them.
Yeah. I would be kind of, yeah, be like, oh, shit.
Alana tells him to get lost, that she's done with him.
But I got a donkey, bro. Kick this door down.
All right. She says, you know, I've tried everything. Go ahead, have him kick it down.
All right.
Donkey kicks, it won't break. It leaves a hoof print.
Breaks the fucking
donkey also off. Runs off and gets out of there because why the fuck are they my kicking doors for these dumbasses?
The donkey's self-aware.
Alana gets mad. She gets really mad that Yodi's with her again. She's been trying to get away from him. And we're going to go back, take a minute, and go back to Cuddles. Shronk and Danky have finally made it inside, and they are with Cuddles inside the main hall.
Is that the ones who looked at it?
The bread? No, yeah. No. And Shronk grabs bread and starts eating. It's really good bread. Like, the food there is great.
I was going to say, it sounds amazing.
This is really good. So, you see before you people like dancing sandwich. In a trance, people kind of holding hands. It seems like there was supposed to be a party, but something happened that put them in a trance. There are two stairways leading up, one on either side, and they lead into what looks to be the main living quarters of the building.
Ruh-roh.
Then there's an entryway at the bottom of the stairs that looks like it leads to a courtyard. In the courtyard, there's a big fire and people around the fire.
Mmm. Some Wicker Man shit. Nicolas Cage's out there. Bees on his head.
Not the bees.
The bees. I'm going downstairs. I think there's something going on down in the basement.
Where they're at?
Yeah.
Well, you're already there.
Oh, I mean, okay. You're already there. So there's not a lower level.
Cherry's with them. So yeah, I guess she can.
Yeah.
But does she know? She doesn't know about the lower level yet.
I mean, okay. Would they hear or see the donkey?
They definitely should have heard the donkey kick that door down and the donkey running back out. So let's go
investigate what the hell the donkey's doing.
She's not going to go to the really enticing fire with people around it, nor to the living quarters to go kill the Duke.
I kind of want
to
see what they're going on with the donkey.
All right. Cherry goes. Are they going to follow?
Yo, Danky.
Yeah, I mean, Danky saw...
Danky and Shronk are slowly starting to seem like they're in a trance, too.
Hmm.
But they're walking forward. They basically are ignoring you guys.
Weird. So yeah. They're drawn to the fire, then.
Shronk definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Danky is following Shronk because that's his heterosexual life mate.
Yeah. So it's intelligence-based, then. The more intelligent you are, like, the less susceptible to
No one said
the...
Danky is stupid.
No.
Or no, the less susceptible. Yeah, I mean, okay,
Danky's
sure.
Smarter than Shronk, for sure.
For sure.
So it took him longer to... That I'm could just be trying to figure it out.
All right.
That's all. So, yeah, I'm going to go find out where that donkey went.
All right. So you guys find a side door that leads to that hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You see the stairways going up, and you see the stairway going down.
Go down.
All right. She goes down. She finds Alana.
I'm going to cut her
and bitch. Yodi.
Takes off her earrings. And
she finds Alana and Yodi and Steven trying to open the door. She sees the hoof print in it, and she sees Alana yelling at Steven again to just leave her alone.
Okay, so Cherry, out of respect for Alana, is going to choke slam Steven onto the floor as hard as he can, or she can.
Well, she'd kill him if she did as hard as he could.
Yeah,
well,
she would tell push her, right hey, through yo, him.
Quit touching my girl's ass, bro.
All right. Yeah. Well, she does it. Steven apologizes, says, I'm sorry, m'lady.
I don't think he'd be talking for a while.
He choke slam. Fine. He.
Sorry.
Yeah, basically.
Fucking pisses himself.
So yeah, she definitely pisses
that
himself.
Kind of, hey, Alana, you know, hey, sorry about all the hard feelings. Let's figure this out.
Well, Alana says, you know, she's sorry she left you like that.
Cool.
She just needed to get away from Yodi. Yodi lied to her, and he's going to get her killed.
Fuck him.
Alana doesn't want to kill Yodi because of what her father would do to her.
Yeah. Let's use him as
a
lockpick.
So she's here trying to get in there. She knows the Duke has some type of treasure that her dad really wanted from his adventures. And it also could lead her to her home or make her be able to restore her home.
Okay. So is there any way that between Cuddles is down there as well, right?
Yes.
Is there any way between the two of us we can force the door open?
No.
Okay.
Steven is on the ground. He has an idea.
Oh, all right. Let's hear it.
When you knocked him to the ground, he saw two little nodes that looks like they could take power to it.
Okay. So his phone or his tasers could power those?
Yep, but he's on the ground being pinned by Cuddles.
Grab them tasers, bro.
Holy shit, you're not letting him up.
Nope.
You guys don't understand how electricity works, only he does.
That's okay.
I'm going to get into
I'm sure Cuddles can figure out.
Aim randomly to set up hitting Yodi.
Hits himself in the legs.
All right, so.
Shit.
I'm going to say Yodi grabs the taser.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get on Alana's good side is trying to tase Steven and completely misses and hits the wall where those notes are.
All right.
The door starts to power up and open and then slams shut.
All right. We'll do that again. Hit them little buttons.
Hit what buttons?
Hit the little nodes on the floor.
Okay.
Let's let Steven know. Same thing happens. Steven realizes what's going on.
Yep. Steven realizes what's going on. He can barely talk.
Open the door.
He's crying, and he's pissed himself. He turns the power up on his taser.
Mm-hmm.
Hits the door. The door flies wide open.
Awesome.
Are you guys going to go in?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
The lights turn on as you walk in, and you see in the center an altar, and in the on the altar is a book.
The Necronomicon.
No, it's a book, and there's a vial. Of some type of black substance.
Drink it. My orc mistress and me.
Jesus Christ.
The book.
Alana goes and grabs them.
Okay.
Lights start flashing in the building.
So there's an alarm system in the building?
The flicker.
Okay.
Power.
Okay.
Some type of all energy right. has happened.
Okay.
The lights, the candles and lights flicker.
That makes a lot more sense.
Are you going to stay in the room? That's the only thing that was in that room that was locked.
So grab the book, grab the file. Okay. Let's go.
You guys start heading up the steps and realize that the door that was kicked down is blocked by some force.
Oh, boy. Can we kick it down again?
No. It's just an invisible force field. You can't get out.
Like a force field.
It's forcing you to head down the hallway and up the stairs.
Well, let's do it.
All right. You guys head up the stairs. Is anyone like going to lead the way?
One big happy family again.
Cherry will, because, I mean, at this point, she's still kind of indestructible.
All right.
So
Cherry leads the way up the steps. And finds herself in an open room. A bedroom.
Well, this is getting good.
The Duke's bedroom.
Oh.
There's no one there.
I recognize this bed.
She does.
Mm-hmm. It's where she went to Brown Town. The Duke. He paid a little extra for it, but it
there
was
There is a the door Duke leading to the left. The There's a door from there leading to the left that leads out to the balcony that shows the main room where you guys were.
Okay.
There's a door that's to the right. That will lead further out and maybe overlooks the courtyard.
So let's check out what's going on in the courtyard.
All right. You guys head out there and you see the Duke with an altar, a big effigy burning.
With Nicolas Cage.
Everyone is around it chanting some weird words. They don't make any sense to anyone. And Shrunk is there chanting too. And Donkey is trying to pull at
Smash
him
mouth
to get him to leave. Danky is trying to pull Shrunk back, and it's not working.
Yeah.
The Duke immediately stops what he's doing and sees all of you.
Oh, it's on. It's fucking on, dude. I would jump off the balcony.
Before you can say anything, the Duke tells everyone to be quiet. They all stop chanting. Their trance is over.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "My friends, we need to welcome Cuddles and Yodi. It's been 350 years since I've seen them.
Oh,
welcome back, boys.
Oh, boy.
You guys get surrounded by guards that you definitely can't make your way out of.
Okay.
And he says, you need to come to my special chambers. We have some things to discuss. And that's where I'm leaving off for the week.
That's hot. It's rewind time.
Ended off by me looking right at Yodi and be like, I blame you for all this.
This is all your fault.
I'm going to die now because of you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, Cuddles and Yodi clearly know each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, they clearly don't remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we will...
Well, Yodi might.
Yeah, he might.
He might. He has hidden agendas.
And he's keeping secrets.
Cuddles don't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Except he wants to murder.
Yep. Cuddles is hungry.
So you guys are all basically captured by the Duke. And we're leaving it at that. Nothing bad has happened yet.
Yet.
He's welcoming his old friends back.
Mm. Does he recognize Cherry at all?
Oh, yeah. He knows who she is. The Duke knows who all of you are.
What we're doing.
That's why he walked away from the gate when you guys were trying to break in before.
Gotcha.
But that's as much as I'm telling you. You guys shouldn't even know that much. I'm spoiling the story.
Okay.
So that is the end for the week. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm going to have you vote on a few things. What? What?
Nothing. Nope.
Say it, Joe.
No. You yelled at me last
time. Well, no, say, what are you going to do? What are you voting on?
Nothing. I was just laughing about Yodi's prolapsing.
Jesus. That's what you went back to.
I've been laughing about it in my head.
Fine, we'll have them vote on that. Does Yodi have a prolapsing? No.
Theoretically, could he fix it, is what I was laughing about.
I mean,
he had to lick his hand and wipe his own ass multiple times until it was back to the way it should be.
No, I'm saying that his powers of healing, since we're controlling, it's his inner thigh. It has to be his inner thigh. It heals anything.
Oh, God.
He just has to think about it. Maybe he likes his anus prolapsed. I don't know.
It's a pocket.
That's so terrible. That's where he smuggles weed and shit.
Yes, that's dude. Where he stores the Aries bathwater.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There is bath water.
He's like a camel.
You're right. It's gravy. My bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he keeps it forced.
Oh,
that's a good Lord, way to help me.
Now I forgot what I was going to have everyone vote for. Jesus.
Yeah, stuff.
Oh, God.
But we are going to have some voting that will direct the story. It will decide. We want you guys to. We're going to have you. So start thinking about the mage. The mage is a character everyone voted on. They want back. So I want everyone to think about a mage, including you guys.
Mm-hmm.
A name and a story. That's it. They don't have to be super powered. I don't need anything super long.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to submit it to me separately, if it is going to be longer, too long to fit on an actual submission form, you can in Discord send me that, but then send me the name of the mage that you created so I know I can read that off.
Name and backstory?
Just a small backstory. It doesn't have to be long. And we will they will vote on it this week, and the three of us will decide which one wins.
Okay.
But you can't vote on your own. You can't vote yes for your own.
But I already know what I'm going to create.
Me too.
I can't wait.
Steven with a V.
Arch nemesis.
And he's actually Stephen's brother.
Oh, my God. All right. And
their dad is Stefan.
Yodi.
Oh, man.
Yodi just doesn't remember. Bearing all these children.
Yodi doesn't remember a lot.
Yeah, he has like...
Yodi and Cuddles have had... Cuddles has good reason. Yodi does not have a good reason to not have this memory.
He's like a marsupial. He has little babies and he keeps them in his pouch.
They will definitely post when the voting is up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll post it on the Discord and Facebook and Twitter and all that good shit. And we'll have Joe snap it out. But other than that, if you want to hear this sooner, you can have more input. You can become a patron if you go to versatileanomaly.com/Patreon. And if you want to buy if you want to buy some cool merch, like t-shirts. Coconut onesies.
Yeah, Joe's gonna draw a dangling prolapse shirt.
Yeah,
logo.
Yes,
we need to make a onesie for it. It just has that on the bottom.
It's got a butt flap with a prolapse.
Well, it's like those the man underwear that have like the sock thing for the dick.
Yes, except but it's in the back.
That's great. Someday find that at, but not this week, versatileanomaly.com/merch. And now as we're doing the story, if anybody has any ideas for some merch type stuff,
character design,
like maybe some character type stuff to throw on a shirt or anything like that, let us know.
I know the internet cool loser stuff. Has been talking about creating characters for the show. She's drawn up a few little, you know, drawings in her own style.
All right, cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I would have no problem.
And I mentioned in Discord that you can submit drawings or ideas for what the characters, what you think they might look like. And, you know, if we like the submissions, we can have a vote on it.
Which our standards are super low, so.
Yeah, so it's not hard for us. Like, I mean, we're talking about prolapsed anuses.
Yeah. Like, they have entertained.
Yes.
And they have hair.
Uh-huh. They definitely have skin. Well, most of them.
Yeah. Yeah, Sherry does not.
She has some.
She started to lose it, man. She can't kill innocence.
Dude,
that guy was innocent.
It was nothing innocent.
I don't think she lost it. She didn't gain any, but she didn't lose it.
Mr. Johnson, I know what you're looking at. I know where you've been, Mr. Johnson.
And,
dirty old gender bastard.
Jump in the show notes and join the Discord so you can enjoy great conversations like this.
I was going to say, if you like what you're hearing now, Discord's always fun.
It gets worse sometimes.
I do want everyone, anyone who's listens to it, in a spoiler tag in Discord, tell me what you think put them in a trance, including you two.
Mm.
I'm just curious if anyone picked up on it.
All right.
Prolapse anus.
That's right.
Other than that, want to have a big thanks to our executive producers, Charzillion, Calamity Kaiju, and Meatcleaver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome, especially that Calamity Kaiju guy.
Oh, yeah, man. Amazing.
He's the best.
Other than that, we'll post when the stuff's out and have a good week. Remember, versatileanomaly.com/Patreon/merch and join the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeet.
Follow us on Facebook, where you'll get a lot of notifications and stuff like that, which is facebook.com/versatileanomaly. And I'm just going to play this outro music now.
The government's watching you.
It's Tantric Nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Quick side note, our government employee who's watching us through the Discord.
Our watcher, yeah.
Tantric.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be.
He plays WoW.
Nice. What?
He plays World of Warcraft.
Wait, we know who Tantric is?
No. I don't.
How do you know that he plays WoW?
Because it on Discord it'll pop up saying, oh, these people who are in like your things that you
interesting
plays these or has been doing this, and it says that they play WoW.
Nice.
Well,
I've tried to figure out what character they were,
hey, that's fine. Tantric, just cool in my book.
Send him, you know,
Tantric
inbox.
Maple.
Slide into his DMs, bro.
Yeah,
tell us who he is.
I don't know if he's got. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll find out.
I know one of his WoW names is Kama Sutra.
Ooh. That Tantric nipple in the Kama Sutra?
Yeah. Well, the nipple was added by Ben.
Ah.
His name was Tantric.
Okay. Oh,
wow. I guess I don't remember that.
He said that he made a comment about his icon looking like a nipple.
So Ben went in there
and added nipple at the end of his name.
Very nice.
Who says Tantric nipple?
Who's the anime girl on our thing? It's like got a picture of an anime. Starts with a K, I think. Kaizen or something.
Kristen?
Is that who it is? Oh, jeez. Yeah. All right. Did not know that. Legit, right. Dude.
I wish I had the more you know sound. That's probably copyright.
Probably.
All right.
Me and Hannah were trying to figure it out. We're like, who is this person?
I'm going to end it right now.